A community of immigrants from Somalia has grown in Barron County, and a new documentary from UW-Eau Claire is telling their stories about escaping war and violence. But it also takes a closer look at their experiences as refugees in the U.S. immigration system and how they've dealt with being separated from their family members. Joel Friedrich is an associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire. He and his wife Lee Friedrich co-directed the documentary Somali Stories. And Gary Garvin is a junior at UW-Eau Claire and a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. He was the cinematographer for the film. Joel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Gary, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you for having me also.
Joel, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to make this movie looking at Somali refugees in Barron County.
Well, it really started for me about a year ago. In a class I developed for UW-Eau Claire, I had students partner up with local community organizations to interview especially marginalized or disadvantaged people in order to edit and publish their stories. And so I wanted to do that myself with the Somali immigrant group. I joined the Immigrant Advocates of Barron County, and they were working on issues of family separation because of the immigration policies. And I felt there was really a need for personal stories. So I started interviewing the immigrants about a year ago in order to publish their stories in our campus literary magazine and just kind of disseminate them. But the Immigrant Advocates group really was thinking, hey, we need an event. What could we do? And so my wife, Lee, was like, we could turn these stories into a movie, a documentary. So she was the real force behind getting the movie going. And she and I worked on that together and enlisted Gary and help from others at Eau Claire.
And Gary, you signed on now as a student, being the cinematographer on the project. Did making this movie give you a new perspective on immigration and people in the area who have recently come to the U.S.?
I think so. I think with a lot of the rhetoric going on nowadays, you know, our nation, the United States, was built on immigrants. And, you know, the nation's promised immigrants, you know, it's like, give me your tired, your poor, your hauled masses is yearning to be free. Generations of immigrants have come to the United States with nothing and help make our country great. And I think the American dream is always worth defending. And these stories in particularly are just really humbling, and they make me grateful for a lot of things that I take for granted in my daily life.
And Joel, a lot of people from outside the area might not be aware of Somali refugees in this small community, Barron. Can you tell us a little bit about the community there?
Oh, Barron is a great community. It's right next to Rice Lake, which is where the university campus is, and it's the county seat. The major employer is Genio Turkeys, and they're part of Hormel, and they hire a lot of the immigrant Somali immigrants, and it's a great working condition for them. And they've been able to integrate into the community through soccer and volunteering and for running for office. And it's, I think, really enhanced our entire region.
I want to listen to one of the stories you share in the documentary. This is Hawa Hassan. She had to flee Somalia during a fighting there. Here she is speaking through an interpreter about having to decide if she should come to the U.S. with or without her children. She had just been reunited with three of them at a refugee camp in Uganda, one still missing. Here's a listen.
When I finally found them in the camp, I had completed the immigration process to come to the United States, and the authorities said I had to choose. You can either go now and then sponsor your kids to follow you, or stay and start all over. Finding them was the happiest day in my life, and I don't think I will never be happier. The only thing will close will be when they come to the U.S.
Joel, can you talk about the stories you heard from people about these painful decisions that ended up with them separated from their families?
Sure. You know, I was interviewing each of the refugees at the Barron Community Center, the library where they were studying for their citizenship exams. And I talked to Hawa for about an hour. And just the astonishing amount of experience and horrific experiences that that Hawa and others. I mean, what really got me about Hawa and Abdi Nasir, they were just living their lives. Hawa had gone out to the market, you know, just to buy a few groceries. She would be back within an hour, and so she left her kids at home in the apartment. And within that hour, her entire neighborhood was blown up by the fighting between the government and the Al-Shabaab group. And so she couldn't go home. And so for a year, she didn't know where her kids were, for a year. And part of that time, she was in a coma from malnutrition. It was just amazing that she was reunited with them a year later by chance at a refugee camp in another country. And just to try to imagine that experience from my position of privilege and, you know, being pretty safe in my life, it's just so amazing. I mean, Abdi Nasir was another one. He was at work on his tractor in his farm. He got a call from his wife, and he could never go home again because men with Kalashnikovs were looking for him for no reason other than that he was male and that he wasn't one of the militia members. So he had to leave, and he never got to go back. So those are amazing stories.
And Gary, working on this project, you film people telling horrific stories like these, but there are also happier moments, as Joel mentioned, the soccer bringing the community together. Are you finding, as you met these people and worked on this project, did you see people embracing life in small town Wisconsin?
Yes, I have. You know, working on this film and listening to their stories, you know, it was, at times it was very emotional. You know, they were speaking Somali, and I don't speak Somali, and I don't understand it, but I could definitely feel the tension, and I could feel the emotion coming from them when I was standing behind the camera. And you know, it was quite the experience and quite emotional. And but my take wasn't from the documentary and the whole experience. My take wasn't about how sad and how traumatic and horrific these stories are and these individual experiences individuals have. I think rather it's a story, you know, it's a testament to the human spirit, and it shows just how strong these people are and how resilient they are.
And Joel, as we wrap up, you had a screening of this a couple months back, and it's available online. We'll mention where people can find that in just a few moments. But what kind of response have you gotten from some of the people who participated, who have seen this?
Well, I've been getting calls every week or two from other community groups who would like to show that, have a screening and a discussion at a local church or a local group. From the participants, you know, we just continue to advocate. The immigrant group continues to work on advocacy measures, working on housing issues, working on legal issues to help the immigrants continue to try to press forward with their immigration cases to bring their family members over. And the immigrants themselves continue to be involved in that and to work and to save money and to send money back home to their children.
And I should mention, part of what they talk about, Joel, these Somali refugees, they have their eye on the U.S. southern border and other people who might be going through family separation themselves.
Oh, sure. You know, that's part of, I think, the milieu that motivates this whole concern. And I believe that we're planning to do an art gallery showing next year on campus of art that features the southern border and immigration in that respect.
Joel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Rob.
And Gary, thanks for being with us.
Hey, yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say thanks to WPR and everyone else that could make this happen. I really appreciate it and grateful for it.
That was Joel Friedrich and Gary Garvin from UW-Eau Claire. They were with us today to talk about their documentary, Somali Stories. If you want to find out more about the project or watch the documentary, you can find a link on our website, wpr.org/centraltime.